on BBC Radio Lancashire. Now, the first amateur group to be given permission to put on Jesus Christ Superstar are reviving it to raise cash for one of their own. Some of the money from Lancaster Amateur Dramatic and Operatic Society's production is going to the Rosemere Cancer Foundation, where rehearsals for the musical are well underway. But before I chat to members of the cast, here's a snippet to get you in the mood. Jesus Christ Superstar, of course. Do you know, you forget until you hear that music just what an amazing rock musical it is. It is absolutely superb. So many great songs in it. So please welcome from the cast, we've got James Shields, who's playing Judas. Hello. Welcome along. Hello. And also Jess Turton, who is Mary Magdalene. Hello. Hello. So in the very beginning of that track that I played, it's Paul Nicholas. Yeah. I think was he playing Jesus in that production?
He was Judas. Was Paul Nicholas, or was he Jesus in that?
I'm not sure.
I don't think that was him singing. I think he was the Jesus in that production.
Okay, because that singing in the beginning is Judas.
It's Judas, yes.
Which is the part you play, James.
It is indeed.
Oh, my word. And it's full on, isn't it? For goodness sake.
It is. Mm. It's different to anything I've done before. It's such a massive score. The orchestration and the singing is something, it's different to anything I've done before.
Yeah.
And I've just really enjoyed that challenge. It's amazing.
It is. And the fact that we don't have a script either, it's all...
The whole thing is sung, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's all sung. So, we've got that such freedom, like just going...
How do you begin with something like that? You know, rehearsals, what was the very first step that you had to take? What did you do?
I think it was more going over the music because it's such a complicated score. Like, it's so complex, the music, that you've got to go over it in order to, you know...
Yeah. Do you need to read music to be able to do that?
Well, I personally don't read music.
No,
I think it's more of, like, what you feel and what you...
Yeah, the first thing we kind of did was talk about what it meant to us.
Yeah.
And what... you know, what the story meant to us. It, you know, religion's a big part of it, what that meant to us, and kind of thinking about the emphasis that's needed to tell the story and the kind of the kind of thing we want to bring across with the characters, you know, their anger, their frustration, or their torment, and all those different things that need to come across.
Because the first words in it are... What are the first words that you say? Can you remember what they are?
In that song?
Yeah.
It's "every time I look at you, I don't understand why you let the things you did get so out of hand."
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Isn't it? And you listen to that, and that's Judas saying that to Jesus. And you're singing it, and you kind of, you're angry with him.
Yeah. The interesting thing about this story is, you know, there's a lot of tellings of the story of Christ, but this one comes mainly from the perspective of Judas. So you see a very different side of it. And the story follows kind of that from them being best friends to him being a follower, to then him questioning him, and then him ultimately betraying him and leading to both of their deaths. Jesus kills himself because he's so guilty of what's happened, and then obviously Jesus ultimately gets crucified. And it's such powerful things and such powerful images to be portraying on stage, so different to any other musical.
Yeah, you realise how kind of raw and human it is, the actual story.
Yeah, well, because you play Mary Magdalene.
Yeah, definitely. And basically Mary Magdalene as well is the only kind of leading female role in it. Like, a lot of the rest of the named roles are all male, so it's such a powerful kind of female role to play. I've played a couple of female roles before that are, you know, kind of, you know, loud and belty and, you know, have that kind of power, but I think there's something really special about Mary with relation to Jesus and Judas.
What do you think her relationship with Jesus was from your portrayal of it?
Well, it's really interesting because I've read a lot about how people kind of say that she was kind of, you know, more of a spiritual kind of healer, or, you know, on the other side.
Was she a prostitute?
Yeah, prostitute. Yeah, you never know. From my perspective, it's more of... because we're trying to get kind of like the human essence of it all, kind of like a more kind of connection with Jesus and how it's kind of like a subconscious kind of thing with Jesus and how, you know, and the dynamics between Jesus and Judas kind of.
And you've got that amazing song, haven't you?
Yeah, I Don't Know How to Love Him. Such a famous song as well.
We're going to play that a little bit later on. Yeah, but so many people have sung it, haven't they, as well?
That's the thing with this show. There's no one way of doing it. You listen to every single recording of it and it's different. Every single song is different. People put different intonations, people sing it, the melody changes, and whoever takes on the role, they kind of produce something fresh every single time. Mm. And that's been nice to go, well, this is our Mary, this is our Judas, this is our Jesus.
That's what I love about Andrew Lloyd Webber kind of musicals, because you can just, you know, take your own kind of, you know, role from it.
Your own way of doing it. And you were the first group to be given permission to perform Jesus Christ Superstar on the amateur scene, which is some accolade, isn't it? I'm talking to James and also to Jess, and they're playing Judas and Mary Magdalene in a production of Jesus Christ Superstar, which is being put on by Lancaster Amateur Dramatic and Operatic Society. It's running from the 7th until the 11th of May at Lancaster Grand Theatre, which is a beautiful theatre, isn't it?
It is
gorgeous. But There's another sort of twist to this. I mean, you were the first amateur group to be given permission to put it on, but also raising money for a very special cause, the Rosemary Cancer Foundation. Yeah. And that's also for a special reason, isn't it?
Yeah. So there's a gentleman called Roger, and he played Jesus the two times that Leidos did it last time. And unfortunately, Roger passed away. Because he had skin cancer. And now it's such a lovely thing that we'll be able to give back to the charity, and such a lovely thing to be able to do it through doing Jesus Christ Superstar. There's a lot of people.
Jesus, didn't he?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that hold special memories of the score, even relating back to Roger. The piece of music that ends the show was used at his funeral. So it's a very emotional experience for a lot of people. Yeah. And it's very nice that Leidos get to kind of do something to honour him in such a special way.
Really nice thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you do when you're not doing this?
I work at an optician's, so very different.
And I'm a duty manager at the Duke's Theatre in Lancaster.
Oh, again, that's a lovely thing.
Keeping with the theatre kind of.
The theatre theme. Yeah. Are we blessed with some lovely theatres in this county?
It's wonderful. Yeah, I think we're very lucky. Definitely.
We really do. But it's a different kind of role for you, isn't it, James, than you've played before this?
Yeah. Usually I get placed in the kind of happy-go-lucky comedic roles. And this is very different, very, very different. It's those kind of tortured, angry, you know, it's such a roller coaster of emotions that he has to go through from kind of wanting to help his best friend to then, you know, ultimately betraying him, and the grief that he has to go through, and the you know, he's kind of a tortured soul, and ultimately ends up committing suicide and killing himself, and all of that is such strong things to be showing on stage, and we're doing it really well, and I think we're portraying all of that really well on stage and doing it tastefully.
It's really helping with the ensemble as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're all coming together now, aren't you?
Definitely. Yeah,
there's nowhere to go wrong in something like that, is there?
No. The thing about Jesus Christ Superstar, there isn't a moment to take a breath. Because it's all music, it doesn't stop. So it starts, the overture starts, and until you get to the interval, there's no break. There's no even break for applause.
Yeah.
And then it happens again, act two. The only kind of time that the audience will get to put their hands together is at the end, very end.
Yeah. And we hope they applaud loudly.
Yeah.
That's fine. So rehearsal's going well.
Yeah, really well, really well, and not long now.
Two rehearsals left.
Yeah, two rehearsals.
Until we're in the theatre, so got a busy week next week.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's got to be something you eat, sleep, breathe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially now, as you're getting really up towards production time.
Yeah.
It takes over your life pretty much, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Definitely. I personally really kind of try and get into character once it's kind of the lead up. I try and stay in character a lot of the time as well. A lot of the time I kind of leading up to the show, and I find myself speaking in that character's voice for a lot of the time before and after the show,
trying to stay
and trying to build that up. You know, I don't like just to click straight into it as soon as you get on stage. And I think if you do that kind of like warm up, it means that as soon as you hit there and you've got the audience in front of you, you're ready for them.
Yeah, ready to roll. Well, thank you both very much for coming in.
Thank you.
I wish you all the very best of luck. As I say, it opens on the 7th. Wait, is that next week?
Yeah, next week, Tuesday.
And runs until the 11th of May. It's at the Grand Theatre in Lancaster, which is a gorgeous theatre.
It is.
And one of the songs that Jess sings is this one. It's I Don't Know How to Love Him. Yeah, this is Yvonne Elliman singing it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Try not to get worried. Try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything? It's all right, yes, everything's fine.